Welcome to Home Ground. I'm Brian Kahn. Education matters, and all the more so in today's information-based economy. Not so long ago, a person simply needed a strong body and determination to earn a living wage. High technology and globalization have fundamentally changed that. A college degree is a necessity for many jobs, and if you don't have a high school diploma, it's very hard sledding. Yet in our nation, between 25% and 30% of our young people drop out of high school. That sets off a serious chain reaction of personal, human, and public costs. Can we do anything about this? The answer is yes, and part of that yes is called alternative education. Access to Success is one such program. It's housed at Helena College, University of Montana. Carrie Sutlovich is the program's case manager. Carrie, many thanks for joining us on Home Ground. Tell us a little about your background. What did your folks do?
I was born just outside of the Seattle area, born and raised there. My mom worked for Boeing, and my dad worked for automobile-related companies.
What led to your interest in education?
I knew I wanted to work in education, but I didn't want to be a teacher. I didn't want to grade homework and do those sorts of things, and developed a passion for at-risk youth when I was in college.
How?
I began volunteering at the Student Health Center, discussing sexually related topics and actually doing HIV counseling, testing and counseling.
When was this? What period of time are we talking about?
The late 90s. And so I was doing a degree in communication disorders and sciences and also doing a psychology minor and transitioned that into a double major. So I have a degree in communication disorders and psychology. And upon graduating from college, I nannied for a year and then obtained a position at the University of Washington on a research study called Reconnecting Youth.
And that program is related to alternative education?
The study itself, it was a research study called Reconnecting Youth, which ultimately turned into a for-profit company after their research was shown to be successful. They were working on three main goals, mood management, drug use control, and attendance for students who are at risk of dropping out of school. And when the research funding for that ended, positions were limited with the company, and I was able to obtain a case manager position at Edmonds Community College.
What does case manager mean? I'm not used to that in terms of educational institutions.
It is a term that is used more at the college level. It's kind of a blend of working with students on counseling with personal issues, academic issues, being kind of a guidance counselor and an academic coach, kind of all wrapped up in one.
How do you go from Edmonds Community College in the state of Washington to Helena?
There was a team of individuals from the Helena School District and Helena College that came out to Edmonds to preview the youth re-engagement program that we had in our department. And in staying in touch with them, they indicated they would be hiring some individuals. And I jumped at the chance to help this community develop this program.
So how long have you been doing this work?
I was at Edmonds Community College for a little over 4 years, and I've been here for 5.5 years.
Okay, that's almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Why are you still doing it?
The successes of these students are amazing to me. The challenges that they have, and every student is unique, every situation is different, but their successes are where it's at and what makes it meaningful for me. And not everybody has a cheerleader in their corner or a parent or guardian to help support them in this process. And if I or my team can be any part of that, that's what makes coming to work every day so wonderful.
You say team. What is the team here?
So in addition to myself, we have a full-time secretary. We have three full-time faculty. And we have several part-time faculty that teach in their content areas the credits that the students need to complete their high school diploma.
And that group of staff serves how many students?
We serve approximately 80 to 85 students every semester. Each semester we graduate students, so some of them graduate and move on. Other students may choose to stop out for life reasons, but it's a kind of ever-evolving cohort of students, so to speak.
Charlotte Crawford, I have here you're the social studies instructor for the Access to Success program.
I am.
Where'd you grow up? What'd your folks do?
I actually grew up in Helena, Montana. I was born in Missoula, raised in Helena, and my parents are both realtors. My mom's been a realtor since the mid-80s. They own their own real estate company over the years, and they're still happily living here in Helena.
How about your education?
My education is probably as varied as some of my students' education. I graduated from Helena High in 1991. I left. I made my way out to Portland, Oregon. And after many years of realizing that laborious jobs with no college education don't pay off, I went back to college in 2004, went straight through, completed my master's by 2009, and wound up back here in Helena.
What did you study in college and why?
My undergraduate is in history. I love history. I always have. It's always just been really interesting to me. And then I went on, my graduate work is in education, curriculum instruction specifically with social studies.
And why are you here as a social studies teacher?
I am here as a social studies teacher. I actually applied for a job at Helena High, was told I could have that job. It was a part-time job, however. It was only 6 months. And in the meantime, David Strong, the man who helped create this program, got in contact with me because he had heard about me through interviews and called me on the phone and asked if I was interested in applying for this position. And I said, you betcha.
How long ago was that?
I'll finish my fifth year this year.
So after roughly 5 years in this alternative education program, what have you learned that you didn't know coming in?
I learned that teaching is hard, but I also learned that teaching is one of the most amazing jobs a person can have. I learned that students are incredibly varied and that many of my students are probably better people than I could ever dream of being. They go through a lot to get here, and they go through a lot to be successful here, and I'm proud of each and every one of them.
You're listening to Home Ground, and I'm Brian Kahn. We're talking about access to success, a highly successful alternative to regular high school. Sharla, when you talk about the individuality of the students, the implication is that your classroom size is small enough that you get to know your students. Is that fair?
That's perfectly fair. Our classes are anywhere, you know, between 10 to 20 students. We always try and keep them under 20 students.
A lot of classes around the United States average in the 30s now because of educational funding. What's your sense for the difference between 15 to 20 and 30, if at all?
I have had 30 when I taught in Portland and did my student teaching and that sort of thing, so I am very familiar with a large classroom. I think that class size makes all the difference in the world. It's very hard to get to know a student when you have 35 students in there. It's very hard to get deep into content when you have 35 students. You assume a student is not doing their work because they're lazy or uninterested. With 20 students, I can simply go to a student who might be struggling and say, wow, what else is happening? And generally, it's something else that's going on in their life, not school.
Someone might say, so what? They answer you and they say, I'm having trouble at home, my parents are fighting, my brother's a pain. What can you do about that as a teacher, assuming you have small enough class time to get to know the student and ask the question?
I can do a lot with that as a teacher. You know, it's interesting, relationships are very important between student and teacher, and when you have a large class, you can't ever form that relationship. When I have a small class and I'm able to form relationships with students, they come to me with issues and needs, and, you know, maybe they need a little extra time on a test, or they hadn't had breakfast this morning. I didn't know that before I asked them to do some homework, that sort of thing. It really, understanding and knowing your students absolutely impacts the way you teach. And I don't blame traditional teachers in any way. They're stuck with 35 students a class.
Let me go back to you, Carrie, for a second. When I describe this as an alternative educational institution, the implication is you're dealing with students for whom the regular public schools do not work. Fair?
Fair.
So what's the range of that? Who are these students, broadly speaking? We have two of them here we're going to get to in a minute to tell us the real story, but I want to get your ideas first.
Well, I think when we talk about alternative education, there's a stereotype that comes to mind for most people, and I will be honest and say that we aren't that stereotype. The students that we have do come from quite a broad spectrum. We have some students that are coming in the door at 16 years old because in the state of Montana, they're required to be in school until they're 16 and can choose to drop out at the age of 16. Hmm. So some of them do, you know, essentially walk right in our doors on their 16th birthday. Others come to us a little later in life, 18, 19, 20, once they've lived some life and seen that not having a high school diploma is maybe impacting future goals they have for themselves. Some students come in our door from a homeschooled setting and they have zero accredited credits coming in the door. So they're starting at with zero. And then I have other students that have come in the door that are have exceeded the required 21 credits, but they're not all in the right content areas. So just because they have 3 or 4 years of PE credit, that doesn't earn them that American government credit or that final English credit that they needed to reach the 21 credits in all of the necessary areas.
That is quite a range. Do they have anything in common? I mean, I'm assuming that they come here because they have decided they want to get a high school diploma.
Correct.
And do you give high school diplomas here?
We do. It is a Helena School District diploma. It is all 21 credits. It is not an equivalency diploma.
It's a real diploma.
It is a real diploma.
Tia Noreen, you're one of the students who's here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Where'd you grow up? What's your background?
I actually grew up in Billings, Montana, and when I was 11 years old, me, my father, and my two brothers moved to Helena, and when I was 15, I had my son, and I ended up dropping out of high school.
Just let me jump in there. When you're 15 years old, you have a child.
Yes.
Okay, please continue.
So I just wasn't able to finish high school, and it was pretty tough for me. I came to Access in, I do believe, 2010 and had some family problems and ended up dropping out once again. And I came back last fall.
That's quite a story. I've lost track of your age. You're a young woman, I can tell by looking at you, but how old are you now?
I'm 21 years old.
So now, in terms of your academic career in high school, are you a sophomore, junior, senior? Where are you?
I would be a junior, I do believe. I'm choosing to not graduate this next semester, and I'm going to continue up until next year.
So you're tentatively going to graduate. You're planning on graduating when?
2015. I'm going to retake some classes that I failed my freshman year to improve my GPA.
How old is your son now?
My son is 5. He'll be 6 on April 2nd.
How's he doing?
He is fantastic.
Let's go through that in a little bit more detail. You came to this institution, Access to Success, a year or so after your son is born.
Correct.
Now, that had to be pretty tough, being a mom, 16, and in a program.
Very fair.
What was it like? Why did you do it? Why did you come here?
For my son. That's a super easy question. I wanted to improve my life, and I want to improve his life, and I want to show him that it is really worth it to go through all of this hard stuff, you know, to get to, you know, where you want in life, to have a good career and have a high school diploma and go to college. It's all worth it.
All right, so that's why. So what was it like? I'm thinking it had to be pretty tough.
It was very tough. Finding childcare and trying to afford it, you know, when you're going to school full-time and working and having a child, it's not the easiest thing to do.
Someone might say, where are your folks in that? I mean, somebody, you couldn't bring your child to school, or could you?
No.
Okay, so you have to have childcare, as you say. That costs money. How did you handle it?
I have my father, who has been the most supportive person. I could not ask for a better father. He's been there through every step.
Now, in addition to being a mom and going to school, do you hold a job?
I do.
Doing what?
Right now, I work at a local business.
So you mentioned before you had first had trouble with your grade point average, and I can see why. How do you handle it? You're working part-time, you're a mom, and you're going to school.
The support system that I have. I have my teachers, I have my father, I have, you know, friends that are here that support me, and they help me get through everything. You know, they help me study for tests, and I have Sharla, who is one of the best teachers I've ever had.
Why do you say that? I mean, I know she's right here. You might be punished, of course, if you...
you know, there is no stupid questions with any of these teachers. You know, we could be watching a video, and I can be like, hold on, stop, tell me more. I need to know. I just teach me, please. And they will. You know, they're not going to criticize you for anything that you do.
I'm guessing there's something from you that counts in this equation as well, going from failing or poor GPA to a good GPA. Is that fair? Something changed in you?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I think when I had my son, he saved my life. I was going in the wrong direction. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I didn't know that how important it was to have a high school diploma. But I've worked a lot of part-time jobs and made minimum wage, and it's not worth it, all the stuff that you have to put up with.
You're listening to Home Ground, and I'm Brian Kahn. We're talking about access to success, a highly successful alternative to regular high school. Cara O'Donnell is another student here. Cara, thanks again for joining us. Tell me about your background. Where are you from?
I was born in Portland, Oregon, and I lived there until I was 13. And at that point, my family moved here. And at that point, I was homeschooling. I had been in private and public school until that point in Oregon.
How was homeschooling for you, pluses and minuses?
I liked the independence, but the independence was also kind of a con because I didn't have someone there. I mean, I had my parents, obviously, but I did not have a teacher there to help me with everything that I needed help with. My parents could help me within their majors, but there were areas they couldn't help me in.
So how do you end up here? What makes you decide to come here? Did you try regular high school or regular schools in Helena?
No, I did not. My sister started going to the public schools here and had negative experiences with very vicious bullying.
Really?
Yes.
What school?
Helena Middle School and then Helena High School.
I'm disturbed to hear that. Were the issues ever resolved satisfactorily?
Not really, no.
So that didn't make a good impression on you?
No, I was extremely scared to try the schools here.
So deciding not to go to the regular schools is one thing and ending up here is something else. How did you learn about this and why did you decide to come here?
Well, this program was recommended to my sister, and I learned about it through her. And I was reluctant at first, but when I found out that I would be able to take college classes, I was excited about it and made an appointment to come in right away.
So now, if I heard you right, you can take college classes as part of your high school curriculum here.
Yes.
Now, to some people, taking college classes in high school might be intimidating, but it was an attractant to you. Why?
Because I had not been engaged in a classroom for a long time. That's one of the reasons that public school did not work for me.
Engaged by meaning?
Intellectually. I was bored.
Okay. So college sounded exciting to you, college quality classes. How's it been in reality?
Amazing. The teachers are great, and I was very interested in what I was learning.
When you say the teachers are great, again, I know one of them sitting here, but I mean, seriously, what does that mean to you, the teachers are great?
Well, the access teachers, they're the best teachers I've ever had. They work one-on-one with you, and they actually care about what's going on with you. If for some reason you can't make it to school, like you have a health reason, they'll work with you to get you back on track.
Does it matter to you that they care about you? Someone might say they're here to teach you. Whether they care about you or not is not particularly important. Obviously, you don't see it that way.
It's very important.
Why?
It matters so much because I don't feel like I'm being cornered to do my schoolwork. I feel like I'm being encouraged to do it.
Now, how far are you along in school? When do you expect to graduate?
I'll be graduating in May.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
And what do you plan to do when you graduate?
I'm going to college, and right now I'm considering staying at Helena College to get an associate's because there's a new honors program.
Okay. That suggests your grades are pretty good if you might get in the honors program. Fair?
Yes.
How good are your grades here at Access to Success?
I have a 3.9 GPA right now, and I recently had a B, and my teachers were considering printing it out because I don't get Bs anymore.
I see. What do you want to do? You want to go to college. What do you want to study? I know that you might not have an answer to that yet, but do you? Have you thought about it?
I'm not sure.
generally speaking, looking down the road, what kind of things interest you as possible careers?
I've been considering landscape architecture and interior design.
Tia, back to you. As you look forward to graduation, what are your tentative plans or ideas?
Well, I plan on moving to Missoula and going to college there. My uncle is actually the coach of the Grizz, so pretty excited for that. I was thinking about going to culinary arts, but I'm thinking about changing that.
Greg Pace, you're a parent of a student who's been here at this institution, correct?
I am.
And I just learned that the other day because you stood up in a community meeting where there was a presentation about access to success, and you said a few things.
I did.
Before we get to that, tell us a little about your background.
I'm born and raised in Seattle, Washington. I went to college there for a while and then went to college at Eastern Washington University, the whole time working in radio and TV stations. And then got a job over here in, after graduation, got a job over here in Helena as a director of news.
What led to your interest in media?
You know, I was a sophomore in high school and tried doing color and play-by-play for a soccer match because I had hurt myself while playing soccer. So I stayed involved and did some radio and liked it, stayed with it. Soon became program director and station manager. And
you've been at it a fair piece of time.
Yeah. 1979, actually.
So that's about 35 years.
Correct.
How's it been?
It's fun, a lot of fun. I love doing this, and I love working with people doing what I'm doing.
Let's talk about your child. I can't remember. Daughter?
Daughter, Rachel.
How was this for her and why?
It's, you know, she's different than she was last year. Last year, she was a sophomore at Capitol High School. It's not that she didn't like the school or necessarily the teachers, but the social aspects, there's so many different kinds of bullying in schools nowadays. And it started with her grade school. So she's put up with a lot. I think she finally just had it. She really just wanted to get out of school, get away from that, and found out about Access to Success. Honestly, I was not sold on it. I really wasn't, because she had to be dropped out of high school. That's a frightening thing to hear.
She had to be dropped out of high school to get in here.
To get into here.
Okay.
That's a frightening thing to hear when you've got a parent and you're a parent of an A student. You know, an occasional B and stuff like that. She was a good student, so what's going on?
You say, what's going on? Let me go back. How long had you known that despite her academic performance, she was having trouble with school, with what you called the social aspects, or more specifically, bullying?
She'd come home from school and literally cry and not want to go back. Or we'd take her to school the next day or the next week and she would say that she was sick all the time. She would sit there in the car and sob because she didn't want to go in the school. And she'd even have friends outside the door waiting for her.
Now, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah.
So what is you're a parent, you're an influential guy in the community. What do you do about that?
Well, we talked to people at the school. We tried to find out from her what was going on. We found some therapy help. That, I think, really did help. That and her being so close to her mom as well, that helped get some answers.
Did you raise the issue with the school she was attending and get any kind of response?
I actually did. C.R. Anderson, we actually talked to counselors and principals and teachers, and they got down to talking about what was going on. She just wasn't liking the direction that it was going. It wasn't being solved, really.
Okay. I will just say this issue is a surprise to me. I've heard it from several of you here today. We're going to do a separate show on this question. But to continue with your daughter's story, so the problem is not solved, how does she end up here?
She found out about what this school was about. We came to a, and it was up to her. That's part of this program. your parents don't come and sign you up.
Huh.
You go there as a student. You find out about this, get the information. And she did that. I was amazed that she did it. And she came in, and she had all this paperwork. She understood it. She had me come to an informational thing for the class, and we signed up. I said, okay, let's give it a try. Still bothers me that you're dropping out of school, but today she's a success.
And that's a year, roughly a year.
Yeah, yeah.
You say she's a success. She's relatively happy here?
Ecstatic. She comes home and talks about the teachers, the students, not having the drama here that she had at high school. And she talks about it every day and what she's learning. And I can see, this sounds silly, but I can see the sparkle back in her eye.
Let me ask you this, wearing multiple hats, you're a parent, you're in the media, you're a citizen, and you understand we've got serious problems in education in the United States of America. What do you make of this experience with your child? What lessons can we learn here?
Wow. We can learn that we need to listen to our kids, and we need to be involved in their lives. Because if you don't, I wasn't worried about it. And until I really dug in and my daughter started talking to me, I didn't know which way she was going. And she's not a dumb kid at all. She's brilliant.
Okay, that's good advice for parents. What's your assessment of her, or what we need to do educationally as a society to deal with these problems? Or these opportunities?
Honestly, I think there's too many kids in every classroom. I think we're crowded. I think there's not enough. I think a teacher can only go so far. I think that we need to give them help as well.
Carrie, Sharla, Tia, Kara, and Greg, I very much regret to say we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining us on Home Ground. And to our listeners, many thanks for being with us. We hope you'll join us next week. Home Ground is an independent production of Artemis Common Ground and does not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. Post-production by Valtron Recording Studio. We welcome your ideas for new programs at www.homegroundradio.org. Home Ground is made possible by grants from the Liz Claiborne Art Ortenberg Foundation, Cinnabar Foundation, Humanities Montana, and the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication about issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.